You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. This is Giving Tuesday. And one of my favorites, Mom, what the heck, my favorite charity is the Roberti Community House and Roberti Culinary Pathway. Both the brains and muscle behind both of those is Mary Beth Roberti. And she joins us on the phone line now. Mary Beth, welcome.
Hi, thanks, Steve. So happy to be here.
Okay, so just talk me through a little bit what it is that the Community House and the Culinary Pathway do.
We have a variety of different programs. We're actually a safe gathering place where people can come for after-school support, cooking, sewing, health and wellness, gardening.
You're set up in Waukegan, right? So the idea is that people who might not have a safe place to go after school, or maybe their parents or mom is working, they could go to the Community House, do some work there or do some games and things like that, have friends over. Then during the day, there could be sewing circles or things like that. But it's just sort of a neighborhood haven, right?
Yes, definitely a safe place where people can come together and get nourished.
And how long have you been running that, Mary Beth?
We opened our doors in 2011, so we're coming up on 10 years.
Wow.
Amazing how fast time flies.
And then that grew into the Roberti Culinary Pathway. Tell me about that.
Yes. 2 years ago, we opened our doors and we're offering a culinary training program. It's a free 9-week curriculum. And after our students graduate, we help them find employment in the culinary industry.
And how have you been doing? What's your success rate been like that up there?
Actually, we have been really successful. Over 85% of our students, after graduating, are working in the culinary industry.
Wow, that's fantastic. So you teach them skills, knife skills, restaurant skills that they might not otherwise have, and then work with restaurants or different food companies to place them, right?
Right, a variety of different places.
People listen to this, that those are two very distinct missions, but they're hands-on, they're closed quarters. They both have to be inside. So that hasn't been happening for the past 6 or 8 months. How have you adapted, and what are you doing today that you weren't doing, say, last February?
Well, we really have been in a unique position to pivot to provide more food to nourish our people in the community. So with the Culinary Pathway, we have a commercial kitchen, and we've really expanded what we're doing. Though we're not running the training piece of it, we're able to provide meals that are cooked in the culinary kitchen, as well as expand our meal support that we offer at the other location.
Don't you also have, like pop-ups around too?
Yeah. So since we're not able to have our programs at the home right now, we've been really focusing on food support, emergency food support for people that have really been impacted by the pandemic. And we do have distribution sites that we're giving out food at a variety, not only at the Roberti Community House, but also at pop-up sites throughout Lake County.
And I've seen pictures of you loading up your truck with the help of others as you get the food from one spot to the other. So you've probably been working harder during this pandemic than you were before.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. We have a lot of volunteers that work with us, and we have increased that. We have, on average now, 82 volunteers a week that are helping us. And that's including picking up groceries and helping us with meal boxes, passing out food at these distribution sites, rescuing food that restaurants or farmers or stores are not able to use. Making lunches, the meal bags that we assemble every day.
Now, you got a CARES Act grant, did you not?
Yes, we were really fortunate.
Does that end at the end of this month?
Unfortunately, yes. All funding through the CARES Act stops December 31st.
We keep talking about the stimulus bill, and Senator Durbin was on earlier as well talking about it. So, assuming you're not going to get another grant from the federal government, you're going to need money to help keep all of these programs going, right? And this is a Tuesday, Giving Tuesday. That's kind of while we're talking.
Yeah, the families really will be hit hard because it is an abrupt stop. We are looking for grants and other funding opportunities, but again, that takes a while for grants to be processed, et cetera. And the CARES Act funding stops December 31st. So until we get additional funds, that limits our what we're able to continue to do.
So where do people give, or where do they find out more information about how they might contribute?
They can look at our website. It's RobertiCommunityHouse.org. And we also have a Facebook page and Instagram. We have a newsletter, monthly newsletters, and you can sign up on our website. Again, it's Robert with an I.
RobertiCommunityHouse.org, R-O-B-E-R-T-I, Community House. Mary Beth Roberti is doing great work in Lake County. Thank you for that, and thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Oh, what an honor. Thank you, and thank you to everybody that's contributing to on this day of Global Day of Generosity.
Yep.
It's awesome.
It's a great day. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. All right, let's get a look at traffic and weather. Here's Mary.